Your turn. With the shirt.
I'm a traditional kind of girl.
What does that mean?
You would have to kiss me first.
I could do that, I said. And I did. Slowly and gently. And a little tentatively at first. In a way that felt exploratory. And in a way that gave me time to savor the new mouth, the new taste, the new teeth, the new tongue. It was all good. Then we passed some kind of a threshold and got into it harder. A short minute later, we were completely out of control. Afterwards, she showered, and then I showered. She dressed, and I dressed. She kissed me one more time and told me to call her if I needed her, and wished me luck, and walked out through the door. She left the black bag on the floor near the bathroom. Chapter 71. I hefted the bag over to the bed. About 8 pounds, I figured. It hit the rucked sheet and made a satisfying metallic sound. I unzipped it and parted the flaps like a mouth and looked inside. First thing I saw was a file folder. It was legal-sized and khaki in color and made of thick paper or thin card, depending on your point of view. It held 21 printed-out sheets, immigration records, for 21 separate people, 2 women, 19 men, citizens of Turkmenistan. They had entered the United States from Tajikistan 3 months ago, linked itineraries. There were digital photographs and digital fingerprints from the immigration booths at JFK. The photographs had a slight fisheye distortion. They were in color. I recognized Lila and Svetlana easily, and Leonid and his buddy. I didn't know the other 17. 4 of them already had exit notations. They were the 4 who had left. I dropped their sheets in the trash and laid out the unknown 13 on the bed for a better look. All 13 faces looked bored and tired. Local flights, connections, a long transatlantic flight, jet lag, a long wait in JFK's immigration hall, sullen glances at the camera, faces held level, eyes swiveling up toward the lens, which told me all 13 were somewhat short in stature. I cross-checked with Leonid's sheet. His gaze was just as bored and tired as the others, but it was level. He was the tallest of the party. I checked Svetlana Hoth's sheet. She was the shortest. The others were all somewhere in between. Small, wiry Middle Eastern men, worn down to bone and muscle and sinew by climate and diet and culture. I looked hard at them, 1 through 13, over and over again, until I had their expressions fixed firmly in my mind. Then I turned back to the bag. At the minimum, I was hoping for a decent handgun. At best, I was hoping for a short submachine gun. My point to Springfield about the baggy jacket was to make him see that I would have room to carry something under it, slung high on my chest on a shortened strap, and then concealed by the excess fabric zipped over it. I had hoped he would get the message. He had. He had gotten the message. He had come through in fine style. Better than the minimum. Better even than the best case. He had given me a silenced, short submachine gun, a Heckler & Koch MP5SD, the suppressed version of the classic MP5. No butt or stock. Just a pistol grip, a trigger, a housing for a curved 30-round magazine, and then a 6-inch barrel radically fattened by a double-layered silencer casing. 9mm, fast, accurate, and quiet. A fine weapon. It was fitted with a black nylon strap. The strap had already been tightened up and reduced in length to its practical minimum. As if Springfield was saying, "I heard you, pal." I laid the gun on the bed. He had supplied ammunition, too. It was right there in the bag. A single curved magazine, 30 rounds, short and fat, shiny brass cases winking in the light, polished lead noses nearly as bright, 9mm parabellums, from the Latin motto, Si vis pacem, para bellum. If you wish for peace, prepare for war. A wise saying. But 30 rounds was not a lot. Not against 15 people. But New York City is not easy. Not for me. Not for Springfield. I lined up the magazine next to the gun. Checked the bag again in case there was more. There wasn't. But there was a bonus of a kind. A knife. A Benchmade 3300. A black machined handle and auto-opening mechanism. Illegal in all 50 states, unless you were active service military or law enforcement, which I wasn't. I thumbed the release and the blade snicked out, fast and hard. A double-edged dagger with a spear point 4 inches long. I am no kind of a knife fetishist. I don't have favorites. I don't really like any of them. But if you ask me to rely on one for combat, I would pick something close to what Springfield had supplied. The automatic mechanism, the point, the two-edged blade. Ambidextrous, good for stabbing, good for slashing, either coming or going. I closed it up and put it on the bed next to the H&K. There were two final items in the bag. A single leather glove, black, sized and shaped for a large man's left hand, and a roll of black duct tape. I put them on the bed in line with the gun and the magazine and the knife. 30 minutes later, I was all dressed up and locked and loaded and riding south on the R train. Chapter 72. The R train uses older cars with some front and rear facing seats, but I was on a side bench, all alone. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. There were 3 other passengers. I had my elbows on my knees and I was staring at myself in the glass opposite. I was counting bullet points. Inappropriate clothing? Check. The windbreaker was zipped to my chin and looked way too hot and way too big on me. Under it, the MP5's strap was looped around my neck, and the gun itself was resting diagonally, grip high and barrel low across my body, and it didn't show at all. A robotic walk? Not immediately applicable with a seated suspect on public transportation. Points 3 through 6, irritability, sweating, tics and nervous behavior? I was sweating, for sure. Maybe a little more than the temperature and the jacket called for. I was feeling irritable, too. Maybe even a little more than usual. But I looked at myself hard in the glass and saw no tics. My eyes were steady and my face was composed. I saw no nervous behavior, either. But behavior is about external display. I was a little nervous inside, that was for damn sure.